Inconsistent.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
That's definitely working.
Welcome to the basement. Yo, so the Yankees are gone. I didn't even know. I stopped watching baseball.
Because the Yankees are not there.
Because first the Mets weren't there. And I was like, all right, I'll go watch for the Yankees. Now the Yankees are not there. So it's like, I'm a New York fan. Like, I don't really care. I was thinking, you know, I like LA's team. They got a really good baseball team. Obviously, they won last year. But then I was like, maybe Philly? I don't know anybody in the Phillies team. It's just a city that I associate with. You know what I mean? But I like LA's team. They have a really good team. I figured I got the Yankee hat on. You got a Mets hat on.
Oops.
I'm trying.
You thought. Yeah, that just proves the point as to why this Super Bowl thing is going to be a pop off, because more people are going to be watching it simply because Bad Bunny's on it. How much do you think, who was the last person that went on? Kendrick?
Kendrick, yeah.
How much do you think people just tuned in because of Kendrick?
Bro, I did. Everybody I know did.
Right, because who were the teams that were playing?
I don't know. I have no idea. But we were hyped. Kendrick, we're like, oh, that's great.
That's the only reason why
and
I watched it.
What do you see? The same thing that's going on now. Complaints. Ah, oh, they got this guy. Why couldn't they have Shania Twain or whatever the hell they like?
Yeah.
Kid Rock. It's like, bro, just.
Yeah.
These people don't have albums. They're not popular. That's all it really comes down to is money. Has nothing to do with politics. All money. All money.
So to me, it's
who's bringing money? Eyeballs bring freaking commercials, brings money. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is. They're making into, oh, he's a freaking whatever.
Now, if it was Shakira, right? She did it once, right?
She did it with Beyonce, though.
That's cute. Whatever. Let's whoever.
Yeah. Remember, the Beyonce was a seller. Shakira came because, you know.
And she was
Shakira
the featuring.
Brought on other artists.
Okay, so whatever. Give me another artist. That's you. Who? Coldplay?
Michael Jackson.
Coldplay. Michael. Everybody watched Michael Jackson.
If Michael Jackson showed up, I'd watch it.
Hell yeah. What I'm saying is that give me an artist that you wouldn't watch. Coldplay.
That I wouldn't? Okay, Coldplay. I don't even know
Coldplay.
Who they are.
Don't even know who they are. They're not from here either. They're not American.
Oh, there you go.
See. Okay, number one. Number two, I don't really know Coldplay. I'm sure if you played a song, I'm like, oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. That's in that movie, I think.
Am I watching the Super Bowl
because of
Coldplay? No. Am I watching the Super Bowl with Coldplay because the Giants are playing? Probably.
Yeah, if I like the Giants.
If I or the Jets. If that's my home team, yeah, if that's my team, yeah, I'm probably going to watch it.
But when I put the Super Bowl on a regular basis, it's not for the halftime show. It's not even for the game. It's for the hangueo. You know what I'm saying? You put it on. I'm barely paying attention. I'm kind of talking to everybody, having a good time.
You're being a slut.
Yeah. But when it's the halftime show, everybody stops, silence, and we all watch. Right? Every time. Everybody's like, oh, shit.
It's
about to start. Who's it? Shakira? Okay. Wow.
Everybody listen. All right. Yeah. And it's only, 15 minutes? If that?
Probably, 15 minutes.
It's a 10 minute, maybe it's a 15 minute show, and then everybody goes back to your diehard fan, or.
Yeah, the diehard fans are going to stay there.
They're going to stay.
Everybody
watching.
Else is going to spread out and go to the.
I'm going to go to the kitchen.
I'm going to make a drink. You want a drink?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Let me heat up the freaking cheese for the nachos. Oh, yes. Bring me a beer, yo. Bring me a beer.
So there are the people that are just there for the social gathering, there are people there that are for the halftime show. And there are people there for their team. And even within those categories, there are people that are about the sport and people that are not about the sport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a default hangueo, and it has to be my city,
Yeah, if it's the Giants, I'm like, oh, nice. I heard of them. Very good. Exciting. Good for them. They did it.
I happen to know a lot about that place. Yeah, so if it's one of those two that I'm in there.
But you know what? Watching this, because I watch a lot of right-wing guys on a regular basis. So they come up, you know, on my feed or whatever. And I'm watching them complain. I'm like, you're just as bad as the left complains about things.
Yeah.
You're the same thing. So don't complain. Don't say anything that they're complaining about things, because you're doing it right now.
Yep.
And it's over something so dumb.
Yeah. The language thing.
It's not even important. It's like, whatever. Then don't watch it. That's your time to use the bathroom, to go to the store and buy more beer.
Yeah, yeah. PBD was like, oh, he's telling us that we have to learn Spanish in 4 months.
Oh, like he's the fucking dictator of the world. He's
a dictator.
Emprende! Like, whatever. Who cares?
And when I heard that, I was like, I get it. You're emotional about it being Spanish. But my argument to the last guest that I had out, shout out to D. Mwah, love you, girl. My thing about the whole thing is that I have people who are just gonna watch it because it's content. Imagine Bad Bunny playing any one of his songs and translating in English.
Wow.
Give me pregunto.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Translate that.
It wouldn't translate right, but also there's a way. It's not slang. It's sort of slang. But Puerto Rican is a different language than Spanish.
It's just would it work? Think about yeah. that one phrase. Titi me pregunto por qué yo tengo tantas novias.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My aunt asked me why I have so many girlfriends.
And put that behind the beat.
Yeah.
It wouldn't
like,
work.
But that's like la mamá de la mamá de la mamá. You hear that and it's like mother of my mother of my mother of my mother, and people are like, what is this song?
Is that your great great?
But you know, there's a history behind it. You know, el baile del beeper. People are like, what the hell is this? La vaca. We have a history of doing these dumb things. You know what I'm saying? We get it.
It's a
within
cultural
the culture
thing.
We get it. We're like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
You know, but nobody else will get it.
And the fans that are not traditionally not ethnically Spanish. They're in there because of the beat, the hype. They love the hype, you know what I mean? Which is like great.
Also, I think about this. Sometimes I think of music we listen to, like in the 90s, early 2000s. How much dancehall reggae that we listen to that we're like, I have no idea what he's saying.
I'm doing that lately.
I have
lately.
To stop and listen and be like, what is he saying?
Because of AI, I would take the song and just be like, generalize what the message here in this song is. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. He needs to drink wine and smoke weed to get over the girl. Got it. All right, fuck it.
You listen to...
Last Chance.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, we didn't complain about that crap.
No.
We just enjoyed it.
It was the beat. It was the vibe.
To this day, how old are these songs that we don't even know the lyrics?
Don't know them.
And we're just jammed. We love it. You
love
know
it.
What I'm saying? Every once in a while, they say a word, like, I know that word, and I'm going to sing that one.
Sean Paul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So why are you complaining? When you listen to whatever, reggaeton or whatever he's singing, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the lyrics right now. You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy the... So, I mean,
there was a song, a reggae song, talking about killing gay people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was what the name is the group? Anyway, the point is we would dance to it, and later on we found out what it was about. And I'm still dancing to it. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. But still, like, people found out, like, I can't believe we were like freaking teenagers and they were playing this and freaking the whatever that thing.
There's certain rap songs that's mad gay. Biggie Smalls, mad gay.
Yeah, this is some gay stuff.
The one where he goes something about you're so hot that I'll suck your
dad's dick.
And we're bopping to our heads like, yeah, suck that dick.
Yeah,
get over it. It's gonna be great. It's gonna break records.
I think. Well, there's
haters are gonna hate.
I think personally, remember Jay Z's company is doing it, Roc Nation. They're in charge of the halftime show, right? They like outsource it to them. Because if the NFL was in charge of the halftime show,
it would
be whack. Have you ever seen it before? The old halftime show? Literally cheerleaders.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, it was a living color? No, it was I was actually looking at watching a short clip of the history of how the halftime show came about. Oh. And it was in living color. It was one of the Wayans brothers. And then check this out for yourself. What he had done is, and maybe I'll find a clip and I'll send it to you so we can play it.
Yeah, play it. Yeah. Pay attention.
What they did was they advertised in between the halftime show the year prior an entertainment, and everyone switched their channels to go to Channel 9 to watch the Living Color, the Wayans Brothers show, and they did something funny. It was like a whole skit, and everyone then tuned back into the game. The NFL picked up on that, the very next artist that they booked was guess who?
Michael Jackson.
Yes, right.
Really?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Blew it up.
So this is what Turning Point is doing. They like switch to our channel, watch our halftime show.
Really?
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
I didn't hear about this.
So Turning, you know, Charlie Kirk's organization.
Yeah.
They said during the moment of the halftime show, we're going to have our own halftime show. And it's going to be all like Christian artists or whatever.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. America, baby. Freedom.
Let's go.
Freedom. You can do whatever you want.
If your conscience can't go behind the guy that wants to stick fingers in your butt and dress up like a drag queen.
Hey,
and proceed, if that's what if you that's not do, your thing, then you got another.
And if
another.
That's what you want to do, America, freedom, baby. You can do whatever you want to your butt. Nobody cares.
It's your butt.
It's your butt. Just don't do it to somebody else's butt.
I really didn't know that. That's
without
great.
Consent.
Without consent. Whoa, just, whoa. You know, whoa.
If you do it to yourself, whatever. It's your,
that's your butt.
Business, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that, but that's great.
Yeah. I think, I mean, if Turner Poy is going to do that, they might as well do the whole freaking football show.
No, they can't.
They never get views, right? Their views will spike during the halftime show and go right back down.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to watch the game.
It'll literally be
what
that.
I would do with them, if I would be like, look, we're going to live stream the whole freaking the Super Bowl, and we're going to comment the whole time while we're watching it. And they're like, all right, tune into the halftime show. And then cut to the halftime show, and they come right back in. All right, guys, the game's about to start. Let's talk about what's going on. And they're like, almost like a...
NFL's not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No, no. And I'm not saying NFL. Turning Point. They should do that on their YouTube channel, whatever they
like know. What?
They two guys talking about the game as it's playing, talking about the plays.
NFL.
Like the announcers do.
The NFL wouldn't do that.
Not the NFL. Turning Point.
But they can't do that because it's copywritten.
Oh, wait, maybe.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
He said the NFL wouldn't do that. I'm like, why did they talk about that?
Because they got to get permission.
Maybe, yeah.
NFL's going to be like, why would we give you a chance to cover the we're covering it. You watch it here.
I wonder how that works because they did it with the debates.
The debates is different because that's a political, that's supposed to be true, public, yeah. Whatever.
I guess right.
But the NFL is a privately owned company. And it says it in the beginning. You know, I don't know if you ever noticed. It says, all copyright is strictly prohibited. Don't fuck around and find out. So they're not.
I guess we're going to have to do the Wayne's Brother thing and just cut it.
Now, they could do their own halftime.
I would love to see how much viewership.
I wonder if they could call it a halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
Turning Point.
Yeah.
They're going to just call it like this special concert, live streaming concert event.
Middle of the football show.
It happens to be at the same time.
Surprise.
But
remember,
and I wonder how much viewership they're going to get versus.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, what's going to be like? It'll be funny if the NFL spikes in viewership. I mean, they both kind of spike, but NFL goes. Because, again, going back to what I was saying before, the reason why Roc Nation, I think, chose Bad Bunny was because they saw what happened on Amazon. When Bad Bunny did the concert, the crazy amount of viewership, they're like, wow, that's going to sell tickets. You know, that's going to sell commercial ad revenue. Because the next year, we could present the freaking spike in viewership and go to the ads and be like, look, see how the viewership goes up? You want to put your ads on our NFL, you know, show, whatever, our Super Bowl. So they're able to keep the numbers of how much they charge per commercial up. You know what I'm saying?
That's probably where they get most of their money, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Think about how much they charge for a freaking commercial nowadays. How much is a commercial in the Super Bowl, you know? Ask your girl.
Let's see. My girl, when that's my girl.
Unless you got a guy voice.
How much does it cost to run a commercial during the halftime show in the Super Bowl?
The halftime show? There's no commercials during the halftime show.
Oh. A 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl, which includes the halftime show break, costs around $7 to $8 million
for 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
So if they're able to keep that viewership high, they're able to keep that money high.
That's wild.
And that's why they chose Bad Bunny. They're like, he sold out residency in Port. People took vacations just to watch his show.
Yeah.
And then when he put it on live stream, crazy viewership. So
yeah.
He's the guy. Who else are we going to choose?
Yeah, it's not a no-brainer.
There's no else on the nobody on the field right now that can do that.
I just find it, and I mentioned this in the last episode. Isn't it hypocritical that Bad Bunny boycotted the United States during his tour, but he's doing the most American event?
Imagine he does the Pledge of Allegiance.
That he didn't do during the Yankee game.
Oh, you know, it'd be funny if he starts with the Borinquena, the Puerto Rican Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, first of all, he's not doing the. This is the misunderstanding. The halftime show, the
all right, go ahead.
You're the second person to mention that. The national anthem is done in the beginning of the game.
No, yeah, of course. I'm saying, but he'll open up the halftime show with that. It'd be funny.
Oh my gosh.
With the Puerto Rican one.
That would be.
And all the Puerto Ricans stand up and do it. And everybody was like, what is Turning Point USA goes on fire. Look at all these traitors.
They're not American.
They're not American.
ICE is outside, so they're kind of, they're going to get all of them.
Round them up. Send them to the camps. What is it called? The alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah, right to Florida. Shout out to Florida.
They freaking link up with the Cubans.
My thing is, why does Bad Bunny care about ICE? Like, bro, you're Puerto Rican.
No, he doesn't care. It's not about him. He's worried about
the other Latinos.
Yeah, because, you know, you're Mexicans, come watch the show, whatever. Yeah, exactly. He's like, I don't want to make it a spot where I know ICE is going to come. At least if he's in one particular venue constantly, he could kind of have a little bit control over that. You know what I'm saying? He knows exactly where everybody's going to be at, where the entrances are, where the exits.
So it's like saying, I know, you know, there are potential illegals that want to come see my show. Just don't come to this Super Bowl one because your ass will get caught.
Well, I mean, let me say this. During Bad Bunny's concert, and I watched an actual video about it. Every concert, while he was in Puerto Rico, the resident, he mentions that Puerto Rico is also house. He sells to the Dominicans. He's like, well, I want to shout out to my Dominican people. Puerto Rico is your house too. You could come, you know. Because remember, ICE went to Puerto Rico specifically to deport all the illegal Dominicans. So every show he mentions it. He's like, I want to shout out to my Dominican people. This is your house too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Cute.
Yeah. So like he knows what ISIS, they're not coming for Mexicans. You know, in Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? They're coming for the Dominicans. You know what I'm saying? So he kind of, you know, he knows where they're going, what they're doing. Now when it comes down to him playing on the Super Bowl versus not being in the States at all, I think, and this is my thought, he might use this as an opportunity to say some shit.
Politically.
He might just go for it.
I mean,
because what do you got to lose?
Nothing.
Well, I'm going to do it next year? No. Who cares?
I might not be here
next How much year. They paying for it? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Do you know? Did you go know? It's like $1,000, something crazy like that. I'll do the Super Bowl halftime show. Sure.
How much is Bad Bunny getting for the Super Bowl halftime show? The answer is?
Minimum wage.
$15 an hour. Bad Bunny, halftime show performance, only a minimum union scale rate for the performance. Yeah, but how much?
So ask him how much is that union scale per hour? Ask him that. Because he only does half an hour, right?
How much did the NFL pay Bad Bunny for the halftime show? Like, I gotta get dumber to get a straight answer. Ask your girl, because my girl is like not doing it.
Shit. Mine's even worse than yours. How much is Bad Bunny getting paid to do the halftime show? Oh, she's like, ay, ay, ay. Yeah. Why you even ask me? He's like, do you want to use ChatGPT?
They don't pay him. They pay for everything he does.
The ushers receive $671 for his performance and approximately $1,800 for rehearsals. That's how much he's getting paid. As much as the ushers and the...
Bro, they're barely covering his lunch.
Yeah, basically. He made $4 million or something like that? Well, $400 million.
$400 million.
So what to him is like, it's not about the money. You're putting me on a national stage where all the Americans are going to watch me. You think I'm not going to say some shit?
Yikes.
And if I say something crazy, it's first of all, it's live. And number two, never invite me back. I don't care.
Well, Kendrick had Samuel Jackson, right?
Yeah.
With the whole... What was it? Uncle Tom?
Yeah.
You know, that was that in there? Did they know about
people
it?
People got offended by that.
Yeah. You know and
but I mean, Kendrick's got a little different scale. Kendrick's a huge artist for that year. Bad Bunny has been a big artist as Puerto Rico, let's just say, for years. You know what I'm saying? For how many years now Bad Bunny's been a popular Puerto Rican artist?
2017.
Yeah, for a long time. You know, long enough that
that's when he started.
We remember him in his weird haircuts doing, you know, dancing awkwardly.
He had to get our attention.
Yeah, well, that was Trap Bunny.
That was Trap Bunny.
You know, so now he's in his salsa phase right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's a very good point, actually. Yeah. He was all Trap back then.
He was
then.
Trap. He did a little bit of reggaeton. He's not really a reggaeton artist.
He dabs in it.
I think I was listening to an interview on, actually on Apple Music. They play like that. They don't play the album. They have the album, the songs of every album, and then they just have him talking about the songs. And he mentions, he goes, he really enjoys doing the salsa, the bomba, the plan. He's like, I really like this. He's like, I want to continue. And I just heard a rumor. I don't know how true it is. The Pleneros, the people that play the freaking the Plena one, you know, on his album. Apparently, he's thinking about making a full album with them because he really enjoys doing that music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he also does the Japanese.
He does Japanese. Well, yeah, I know he has one song in Japanese.
A few, actually.
Good for him. That, you know, reach out.
And he dabs in that because, you know, the Japanese and the Puerto Rican culture, we meshed really well during the war.
Yeah, Japan is a fascinating place because they have something called cultural appropriation in America.
Right.
Japan is like, we love that shit, actually. They have subcultures of like the Chicano Mexicans. They're all Japanese, but they dress Chicano. They have the low riders. They have it all.
Yeah, they really do love that shit.
There's video that you could definitely find the videos online of them playing salsa, singing in Spanish.
Oh my God, I saw that too. You know what I'm saying? They're Chinese, and you're like, what is happening right now?
And they're like, they speak better Spanish than me.
I know, way better than us.
but they enjoy that subculture. You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of weird subcultures in Japan. And I guess Bad Bunny's like, I see them there. That's the way that I can plant my foot there. That little subculture, I can get into there and hopefully spread out a little bit more and make some more money over there.
What a way to get in, you know? Make more money, expand your base.
I hope that the, what's it called? The soccer, the World Soccer, World Cup.
Yeah.
I hope World Cup looks at the NFL is like, you know what? We're going to make a halftime show too. Let's do it.
It'll
be a worldwide. You know, I mean, if because of the way the World Cup works, it literally could be anybody.
I would do a mix of like the three major
in the world.
I would do three, give me the K-pop.
Yeah, let's throw K-pop in there.
Throw Bad Bunny in there.
Yeah, throw Bad Bunny.
And then some,
maybe somebody from European or Africa.
Some crazy.
Yeah, and that'd be great. I can't
think of the artist off
but
the
still,
top of my
that
head, but
still, that it's a world stage, and it makes sense for them. Their viewership would definitely go up with that.
They would murder
it. Yeah, because first of all, everybody's watching it, right?
Everyone's going in.
You know? So imagine if they had like their form of a halftime show. Insane. And they're not like, America's kind of like, all right, in America, what's popular? You know?
Right, right.
You know, World Cup is like, who's the most popular? Anywhere.
Yeah, give me three
give
of
me
the,
everybody.
The
yeah,
top.
I
don't even care what the genre is.
Yeah, I don't care what language you speak. How about that? Because
the more diverse the language is, the better.
Because we know like, people from different languages watching.
They're going to tune in.
So they're going to love it.
And maybe have there's the. What is it called? In baseball is like the playoffs.
That lead up to the
two final results, and then maybe the last one is like a combination of all three artists, you know, going in there, giving them like a 5 or 10, 7 minute little throw them all in there, like bang, here you go for the world, baby.
But I feel like NFL is gonna continue with Bad Bunny. I don't think they're gonna. You hear rumors.
There was a petition, whatever.
To get rid of him or whatever. But I don't think the NFL is gonna fold to that. They're like, we don't. It's about the numbers and the
money. NFL's like, we're already making money.
Yeah. We're good. Yeah, we're good.
We just started playing.
We've seen his numbers, and we're good.
Yeah.
You can't give us enough signatures.
Yeah.
Because we know what money is. You know what I'm saying? We don't. Your argument is not going to take money out of our pockets.
It really, your argument, and in my opinion, your argument is just giving us more clout.
Yeah. But think about it. Right now, if you looked at the Google search, probably
algorithm, what's the biggest search when it comes to?
Yeah, I mean, if you look up Super Bowls, got to be a spike. You know what I'm saying? The viewers, and not only Bad Bunny, but just the Super Bowl in general.
Yep. You type in Bad Bunny, you're also going to get a spike.
Yeah. So they're like, good. Let's keep the controversy going.
Yeah, they're not
good. How many, the season just started and we're already spiked.
I know.
This is perfect.
Well, how many more months until the Super Bowl?
It's in February, so God knows. 6 months, something
four,
like that? I don't know. Made it up.
Four and a half months. Four. It's like 4 and 3 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, I would
or
love
3 and 4 weeks. So,
great job. Also, I mean, I think Bad Bunny's the right choice. Whether I spoke Spanish or not, I think he's the right choice. Just the numbers in general. He's doing great. His album's great. Have you heard the new album, right? You've heard it? Obviously, you heard it.
Yeah.
The first few songs, unskippable. The last like six songs, the last six songs is like, you know what I'm saying? There's like a
you get portion. Into it. You get into it. There's only one song that I really don't like. It's like,
I mean, I can literally press play on the album and just let it rock the whole time.
Yeah.
But I was like that with the last, not the last album. Sorry, Bad Bunny. But the one with the heart on the cover.
Yeah.
That album, I just press play and let it rock. The whole album I can listen to. There's not many artists that you can do that to.
I know, but back in the day, you used to listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
And it was always the last song that you were like,
But it's interesting because that album with the heart on it, if you listen to the type of music he was making, it was very different.
How so?
It wasn't really reggaeton per se. It was like an interesting... He didn't do like... How do songs have like a verse, a hook, a verse, a bridge?
Yeah.
There's
like
a structure.
Yeah.
If you listen to that album and this new album, he doesn't follow that. It's very weird. It's not even... Some songs are like 2 minutes long instead of four, like an average song.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like... And then he'll like... He'll start with... one way of music and then all of a sudden it'll just stop.
It'll be like a whole it'll different song.
And if you weren't looking at the name, you wouldn't even know. Like, oh, did the songs change?
Yeah. It's the same song.
Yeah,
it's true.
So he's a very... when he does that type of music, he does very well because people are interested. Like, oh, this is interesting. It's very different.
Different.
Yeah,
because you're tired of hearing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, you hear a reggaeton song, it's the same.
I feel like after 2005 up until like maybe 2015, it's been like the same.
Yeah.
The same boring.
And what I like about it is there's a few songs on his albums. On all of his music. If you listen to the words he's saying, he's an interesting storyteller. And he uses a lot of like slang to like describe things. So you really gotta like pay attention to like, oh, what does he mean by that? You know? But anyway, there's a lot of songs that are very like heartfelt.
Think about how many English cats are now tapping into the music because they're furious that, you know, this is who they chose for the NFL. Think about them going in and translating some of those lyrics that you know what I mean? In my butt? What?
Yeah. Imagine the freaking, what is it? The one that he's, E-O-O, that's that song? E-O? Imagine them translating that. It's like, what the fuck? It's about freaking, a perreo. They're like, what does perreo mean? Oh my god.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's interesting. Like, if they weren't so busy hating, they could, I'm sure they're being entertained at the same time.
Like, and then, like, I mean, just me giving a little freaking head to Puerto Rico. We have a lot of genres of music,
bro,
that we play. And he's tapping into a lot of them as he's going along. He's not sticking in one lane. Like Taylor Swift, what kind of music she makes?
Oh,
she makes pop music. God. She's never not made pop music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me just say too, she's a very mid artist. She's not very good.
Remember when rap got into rap? Rap got into rock?
Yeah, that was a great time. I love that. They made a name for that called New Rock. N-U Rock. New Rock. That's what they call it. The reason why I know this is because I work with a couple white guys, and they're like, what kind of music, you know, what kind of white rock music? I was like, I kind of like Limp Bizkit or whatever, or freaking what is it called?
Linkin Park. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's the new rock phase. I was like, well, that's the only one I really liked.
So that's as far.
But I also like the ones that they put in movies, the old school like rock. You know what I'm saying? The ones that they put like in movies, like in war movies.
Yeah.
I can listen to that. That's fun. You know what I'm saying? You know, this new rock. I can't do heavy metal. I tried with the guys.
I did Nirvana.
I think with heavy metal, I feel the way they probably feel about reggaeton. Like, oh, it all sounds the same. You know what I'm saying? You can play any hard rock song. I'm like, that sounds just like the last one, just like the one before that. When I put reggaeton for them, they're probably like, yeah, that sounds like every single other reggaeton song.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate on it. I just say, hey, it's not my thing.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? But when they play it, I'm just like, whatever.
But to be able to mix it up the way he does between, I would say, what, three or four genres so far?
Yeah.
Pretty dope.
Well, he started obviously with trap.
Trap, that was his
beginnings. Maybe, I don't, the first song I ever heard of him was Peor, right? Peor. Oh, God.
So, yeah, I mean, but even in his genres, it's still under the same umbrella of Latin, right? As far as the language is concerned. But, you know, you think of salsa, you think of reggaeton, you think of trap, you know what I mean? It's not like he's gone into rock, has he?
Not yet.
Exactly. Not yet.
Oh, soy peor. This one?
Uh-oh. We're going to get banned. We'll skip forward a little bit. Oh yeah, that's a big trap one right there.
Yeah. That's the first song I ever heard of him. And really? Then after that, I heard the Krispy Kreme.
Creepy.
I was like, oh, that's the same guy. Yeah.
That's the same
I like that guy. He's good.
That's how you were your humble beginnings with him?
That
that's
was my first
cute.
Song I heard on him.
I can't remember the first
song. I think I was even flipping through like just reggaeton. And then he came up. I was like, oh, I like this song.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
But I'm sure before that, he was doing just Spanish hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just straight up Spanish hip hop. And then he transitioned into this trap phase, and then now he's in his you know, old school Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
And every once in a while, reggaeton will throw in there.
Yeah, because, you know, he has to, you know, for his
represent,
people.
Represent. Yeah. You know, calm down.
But think about it. We have what?
Reggaeton is like that. Give me that summer song. Give me that summer.
Yeah. Give me that anthem.
And then give me what else you got.
And then the only thing he hasn't done, which maybe he could do, is Spanish reggae. But that's not really a Puerto Rican thing. That's like Panama. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like El General.
El General.
Like, yeah, that's like, you know, that's like their thing.
Listen, Joe Arroyo, shout out. I think that...
Jose Arroyo?
Joe.
Oh. Is he related by any chance to the freaking singer? Jose Arroyo?
Maybe the same person? I don't know. I'm so excited. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited.
I'm hyped, bro.
I'm so excited to see it pop off. And I'm actually...
Imagine he brings out Mark Anthony again. One more time.
I doubt it. You picked him up like a little doll.
He's going to bring out freaking... He'll probably bring out Drake.
Okay, who do you think he'll bring out?
I mean, if I had to guess, I would say Cardi B, maybe. Drake. But they're...
Imagine they're
from,
Jay-Z?
They're from different camps of rap that they kind of had beef with each other. You know, the Cardi B camp and the Drake camp.
Right, okay.
Because of Nicki Minaj and all that crap. So I don't know. You have to choose what you're going to do. Cardi B does speak Spanish. So maybe her. You know what I'm saying? I think they have a few songs together, right?
That one, Party in the Back.
Yeah. We got to throw like an English.
I like it like that.
Yeah, you're right. He was on that one, right?
Yeah.
All
right. Jambea, pero.
Oh, you're right. But, you know, you got to throw that in there for your American people. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, the people that don't really know Spanish, they're like, oh, I know that one. Oh, that's him. Oh my god, that's him.
Like his top hits, of course he's gonna
throw that in there. But you know, definitely some of the new stuff. Obviously he's gonna throw some of the new stuff in there. It'd be funny. He's gonna bring out the freaking guys with the freaking, it's gonna be like old school Spanish guys back there. That'd be fun. Middle of the Super Bowl, like, wow, I never expected this. This is crazy.
Do you think Trump, I think we asked it before, do you think Trump is gonna be, there's no way, I don't even want to ask you this question. There's no way Trump is not going to be at the
Super Bowl
in the country's 250th. I think Trump is going to be at everything American.
Yeah. He should. Honestly.
He really should.
Yeah, he should. Yeah.
It's the only time that I'm like, I don't like we said before, I don't need my president to be partnering turkeys on all these traditional bull crap.
I'm telling
but
you,
it's the 200.
I said it before, I'm killing that turkey if I'm president.
He should. On his last one.
Yeah. I'm not partying this one. This one's a Mexican turkey.
This one is getting cooked. Who wants some? He should be at every major event for the 250th anniversary of the country. When does it happen again?
But I think if Trump does go, I think during the halftime show, he might just get up and walk out and go do it, you know, use the bathroom, whatever. Oh, I didn't know. I went to go use the bathroom. You know what I'm saying?
That's wild.
Because he's like, I don't, you know, he still has to, he knows.
Did he do that with Kendrick's?
Oh, I don't know. But he knows what his people feels about this. His, you know, that's his people. They're the ones crying about it. So he's like, I don't want to sit here and watch it. And, you know, hey. He's like, I'd rather just walk away. And be like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I was busy. I don't know.
I think he'll bop his head.
But also, Bad Bunny's almost guaranteed to say something about Trump. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
100%. He has a whole song about that crap. About Trump.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, we have to pause here and listen.
We'll do that in our private time together. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he talks crap about Trump and ICE and all that. You know what I'm saying? So I think Trump, you know, obviously somebody's going to tell him. Marco Rubio, whatever. He's like, I know Spanish. I've heard what he said.
He was talking about you.
You know, he's talking about you. So if I was you, just take a step out and be like, oh, I had an important phone call. So you're not alienating other people. You're kind of trying to keep the peace. Oh, sorry, I missed it. I was just, you know, my wife. You know how that goes. You know what I'm saying? Just make up a reason why he had to walk out to try to keep the peace, you know?
I don't know. I feel like I feel like the bigger person would just do keep it in the lane, keep it at the entertainment level, and keep it moving. But like you said, it's an opportunity.
You think Bad Bunny?
Yeah, either Bad Bunny or Trump.
I feel like he's gonna say something.
and Trump is going to walk out.
I think if I was him to keep the peace, I would walk out right before it starts.
You want to make a bet?
If he's going to walk out?
Me and you?
No, I don't think so. I don't do bets.
I know, because we're pussies, right?
If I had a dollar, I'm sweating.
So maybe not money. Maybe we got maybe we got to do something.
Like what?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Something horrible.
I'm sweating already.
Calm down. That's lubrication. I know, like a dare, something dumb. Something like, fuck, you got to wear something, you know? On the whole episode, we got to rock a dildo on our forehead or something. You know what I mean? I don't fucking know. Yeah. Something interesting.
But I think for Trump, it might just be smart. Just get up and walk out. You know what I'm saying? Then come back after. Oh, it's over already? Oh, I went to get a hot dog. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to say? You know what I'm saying? We all know how Bad Bunny feels about America, about colonization, about, you know, Bad Bunny's got into that independence movement. He's really, you know, a couple years ago, in fact, when he made that album with the heart on it, somebody took a picture of him walking. He had the book in his hand, The War Against All Puerto Ricans. And they were like, oh.
He's pissed.
Oh, Benito.
Benito's tight.
Benito's learning.
That book makes you mad.
Yeah. So, you know, and then also this last song. Last album, if you listen to a lot of the music, I mean, starting from the first song, Nueva York, right? It's almost like a love letter to the diaspora of Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Like, yo, I know we talk a lot of shit, but you guys are still us. You guys are still Puerto Ricans. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Nueva York, where he talks about being in the Bronx and Washington Heights. And then there's another song where he opens up where he met somebody in Miami. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is like a love letter to like everybody else, saying like, yo, we're in this together. You know what I'm saying? Let's not look at each other differently. And even when he's in the when he was in his performance, he was mentioning things like that. You know what I'm saying? He was like, the Puerto Ricans all over the world. He kept saying things like that. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna tap into that whole Puerto Rican thing.
Yeah, I think I don't even know who the Super Bowl again. Obviously, there's nobody ready for the Super Bowl.
No one knows who's gonna be the Super
but
Bowl.
I already want to watch it.
Allegedly,
I already want to watch the halftime show.
Right, because of Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Yeah, I just want to watch it. If it was some random person, okay, let's just make up a name in your head, right? And they said, this person's going to play the Super Bowl. And then one side was like, don't watch it. They're crazy. The other side was like, yo, I love him. You would be
if
like.
If it was Katy Perry.
Yeah. I would.
No, not Katy Perry. Not Taylor Swift. She's done it, right?
Yeah, she's. I don't know. Why hasn't she done it?
Are you serious? You don't know?
I don't know. Has she? You don't know either. You're about to ask your girlfriend.
I have to ask my girlfriend. Has Taylor Swift ever performed in the Super Bowl? The answer is
no. She hasn't. And she's
not performing.
And she's dating a football player.
And she's dating a football player.
But she has, I don't know. I don't know. Her album right now is out, and I know it's doing well.
Again, it's the 250th birthday.
Oh, and Puerto Rico's about to
talk shit. And Puerto Rico is
about to ruin the party.
The old great American
football.
They're
about to put the flag on the freaking, the Statue of Liberty. That's what they're about to do.
And it's like the 90th Super Bowl or something like that?
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh.
See, that's how much.
What Super
sports.
Bowl are we on? I don't even know how to ask the question.
Let me guess. 67. What is it?
It's going to be the 60th.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow. I was way closer than I thought I was going
to be. Last year was the 50th. This is going to be the 60th Super Bowl in American history. 250th birthday, 60th birthday for the NFL, halftime or Super Bowl, whatever.
And you invited.
And you invited Bad Bunny. That was interesting. How could there not be controversy behind that? I think Trump is just going to sit in his thing. He's going to, because I think that's what he did the last time with Kendrick. He was just like,
did he clap?
I don't even think he did. He was just like talking to people.
Yeah. Fun fact, Puerto Rico. Wait, let me start right here. Spanish as a language was spoken in America before English.
Right, because it was the Spaniards.
That's right.
That came to
the also world. Puerto Rico was founded before America was founded.
That's another one.
Puerto Rico's older than America. So keep your shit talking to yourself. All right. We've been here for way longer than y'all.
I'm gonna have to fact check that and put it up. So if you see a
look it up,
if there's a comment that goes over his stupid face, it's because he was wrong.
If I remember correctly, look this up too. Actually,
hey, fuck,
Puerto Rico wasn't named Puerto Rico; it was named San Juan first.
Oh, I think that's true.
And then the San Juan, I don't know if you know how the shape of the port is in San Juan.
Yeah, it's
really defensible. So they called that port Puerto Rico, but all people knew about was that little port because they knew that's where the money's at, because that's where you get gold
that's
from.
That's where the trade happened. Yeah. That's where.
So they're like, we're going to go to Puerto Rico. And eventually somebody, they made a map somewhere, was like, Puerto Rico. And it stuck. And the Puerto Ricans were looking at it like, that looks nice. Yeah. Think about the name of the island. What is it called in English?
Rich Port.
What other country is Rico, nigga? Freaking. You know what I'm saying?
I've been in private chat with our last guest, and when we do have the Puerto Rican activists come on, hopefully sometime soon, one of the things I keep saying is that before we try to aim for independence, we need reparations first.
I would love that, but we're gonna get it from home. From America? You think Spain's gonna be like, yeah?
No, America.
Yeah, but if we're gonna get it from America, we gotta get it from Spain.
Listen,
Spain took all the gold.
What? Who do you think we'll get it from first? America.
No. Get it from nobody. Nigga. Think about it. African Americans been fighting for reparations since whatever 400.
They haven't gotten it yet.
They haven't gotten. Well, they got. You know, they get welfare.
Wow.
But that doesn't count. That's
everybody's getting that.
But you know, that's what they say. They're like, we're giving you stuff. What are you talking about? We're giving you welfare, Section 8. We're giving you all this.
Yeah, you cashed
this
in.
This counts. You know what I'm saying?
That's horrible.
Yeah. But Puerto Rico ain't getting it. Well, Puerto Rico should say, forget about the reparation stuff. If we're going to become independent, you need to help us through this process for the first 50 years.
Yeah.
As America. You've taken so much from us. We got, you know, this thing's happened. List. You bombed Puerto Rico. You know, literally with bombs. The only, in America, is Puerto Rico is the only place where American military dropped bombs.
In Vieques, right?
No. And I think it was Grito de Lares.
Okay.
I think it was there. So, and, you know, people talk about Black Wall Street, but that wasn't the military. That was people flying airplanes, dropping bombs. We're talking about the government did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Puerto Rico be like, you owe us. So we're going to go through this process, and we want you to make a government agency to help us through this process for the first 50 years
of transitioning into
independence. And then, you know, that's a gold star for you guys. You get to tell the world, look what we did. We created a great nation over here.
Yeah,
you
our know, allies.
The greatest nation in the Caribbean, our biggest trading partner in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they
advertise.
You can say, hey, look at us.
Market us, baby.
Yeah. Anybody else want to be part of America? Look what we did over here.
Yeah, yeah. You could be too.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, Panama.
Where you at, Haiti?
I know you're watching us. Well, Panama has a canal, so America wants that.
Yeah, we want that back.
That's a whole nother. That's a beautiful topic to talk about, actually. That's interesting. The Panama Canal.
I know.
The way they got made and all that. America forced that situation.
Oh, yeah. It had to. I mean, think about where would we be if we had to go around.
Yeah, we've been doing it
all these years. Yeah.
But that's an interesting topic. But, you know, I think if America was looking at another country, like, yo, join us, they'd probably look at Panama like, oh, you guys have freaking Colombia there knocking on your door with their freaking cartels. Come on now. You need
coffee
beans. You need help. You know what I'm saying? You want protection there, right? And it'd be perfect for America. America would be like, well, we're going to stop the migrants right here.
Right here. It's going to be filtered out.
That's it. Filters. And Mexico's going to be like, thank you, actually, because we're sick of it too. Mexico, you think America has a wall against Mexico? You should see the wall that Mexico has with whatever the hell country's down there.
Yeah, right? What country is on their side.
What country is that one, you know?
I don't know. Isn't it Panama, Costa Rica,
all the ones? I don't know. I think it's Panama. Look it up. Let's find out.
Yeah,
look
it's Panama Canal. But not just Panama, but all the rest of the countries in South America that are funneling, trying to get through that really dangerous part. God, imagine.
Oh, yeah, because there's like a part where it's just like
the gap, the Darien, what's it called?
It's all like forest for like mad long.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, that was that all came out of one freaking guy, Bad Bunny. And if you didn't know his name before, you definitely know his name.
Guatemala.
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 We were off.
We were off.
All right. Well, well, shout out to the Guatemalans.
Shout out to the Guatemalans. Show out. Show out to the Bad Bunny concert. Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and then Panama.
Damn.
We're way off.
I got Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Fourth place. So they're dealing with all of that, and Mexico wants to work. Mexico wants to be the
Mexico should be our labor force allies.
It should.
It should. But we got this immigration situation that is causing beef. If we could fix that immigration situation, if we go to Mexico, but look, stop. You put an army there. We'll put our army on the other side, and we're good.
Yeah.
You just station them there. You know what I'm saying?
It's
not against us as countries. It's the people.
Got to deal with their cartel issue, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're causing...
Their internals.
Their internals is causing people to flee.
Their externals.
And also, we're doing so well. They're like, as much shit as Americans talk. Oh, my God, eggs cost this much. The Mexicans are like, you guys got eggs? You know what I'm saying?
All we got is avocados.
Shit, no. You're freaking goose eggs over here. I want a regular egg. You got countries out there eating freaking guinea pigs. You know about that?
No.
Oh, you don't.
Oh, my gosh. Some things I don't want to tune into.
I mean, Puerto Ricans eat weird shit, too. We eat iguanas. Enjoy that.
Have you ever?
I've never.
I've never done it either.
Those are weird Puerto Ricans. Those are the jibaros.
Those are the ones in
Are the ones that I'm like, they're crazy. When I go to Puerto Rico and I'm out in the woods, I'm like, I love it. I feel like a jibaro. I'm not eating no iguana.
Yeah.
I barely want to eat a rabbit. You know what I'm saying?
Oof. You've had rabbit.
I've had rabbit before.
I've had rabbit too.
But
my conscience is
I know what they look like. And I'm like, I'd rather eat the chicken. They're too cute. I don't want to do this.
That's too cute and the iguana's too ugly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me a bird.
Give me a chicken. I've been doing chicken for a long time. I'm comfortable
with chickens. I'll do a duck.
Yeah, I'll do a...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll do a chicken.
I feel like I see the Animaniacs, all the little animals that we used to watch growing up.
What's your favorite meat?
I'm gonna go with steak. Like
I'm gonna go with chicken. I can do chicken forever.
Really? I mean, yeah. That's.
I feel like you can make it so many different ways. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess you could do it with steak too, but I feel like chicken has such a wide variety.
I don't know.
You can bake a steak.
Yeah, you can bake a steak.
What is it called?
Beef steak.
Big steak.
That's some Puerto Rican dumb shit that I ever heard one. I don't know what it is. I've been fucking around with skirt steak and it's just like
yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I have the turkey steak chicken, turkey steak chicken.
Oh, you switch it up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I guess if I had to die with one choice, it'll probably be chicken just because, you know.
Yeah, so much variety, I feel like.
Yeah.
You do so much with it.
You could fuck around with chicken a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
It blends in easier with everything else.
Yeah, and the chickens are wild in Puerto Rico everywhere.
Yeah.
Chickens, iguanas, and cats everywhere. They used to have a lot of dogs. I didn't see a lot of dogs this time.
What happened to the dog? I'm actually not mad about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the dogs were wilding out. Yeah. They were just out in the street. Remember when New York was like that? With dogs were just was just running around in the street?
You know what, too? You don't see too many cats as much.
No, over here it was like an infestation.
Well, yeah, because you had a freaking friendly neighborhood cat lady there.
Oh, God, I don't know what happened to her.
And I feel like we have a cat where I work at.
Friendly neighborhood.
We have a cat where I work at. We have one cat. She came back pregnant, had kittens. They kind of spread around. And then now every once in a while, a cat will come in pregnant and just give birth in the garage. And just we'll have kittens for like a few months. Right now we have a bunch of kittens in the garage. It's good because they're scared of us. Nobody really pets them. They kind of just leave them in the corner. They keep the rats away. But now we're like raising generations and we're just letting them loose in the streets.
Nah. You know what I mean? So you're
we're
the
like
reason.
We're like a breeding ground right now for the cats. And every once in a while we're working, I'll see a cat like 20 blocks away. I'm like, yo, that's the cat from the garage, bro. Yeah.
Nah, so it's basically your fault. You haven't called.
But there's so much rats in Harlem. It's like, this is probably a good thing.
If it was happening over there, yeah. But it's not.
I see, and then I see the cat coming with dead mice in his mouth to feed the kittens. I gotta show you. Did I show you the video? The little kittens eating the mice?
Oh, I think you did.
Yeah, yeah. She brings the freaking mice and she kind of tears them a little bit, and the little kittens come and they rip it. They're so weak. The kittens, they can barely take pieces. But you watch them and you're like, wow, they're freaking, they're going at it. They're trying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They don't look so cute, right?
No, but then you realize, oh, they're predators. That's what they do.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, honestly, if I had to guess what's the best predator on the earth, it'll probably be a cat.
Yeah. Because right? What's the king, the lion, the
yeah, but you king put of the jungle, you put a lion in freaking New York City, he'll die the first
winter. Right, but just minimize that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same concept, yeah, right?
I think cats is top predator on the earth.
Their teeth are fucking razor sharp.
Yeah.
Fangs.
And you wouldn't think about it. Like, if a cat came and attacked you. First of all, if a cat attacked you crazy, you're freaking out. You could probably kill it, though.
Yeah.
But still, you're going to be cut, scratched. But if, let's say, you took that same veracity of that one kid and put five, you're fucked, bro. You're fucked. Scratchy. They might not kill you, but they're really.
How many cats you think it would take to kill
you? To kill me?
Yeah, how many do you think it would take? 100?
The 100's a lot. They might be too much. It has to be a lot because I'm killing a bunch of them. I'm killing 50 cats. Easy.
Oh my God, how?
You just grab them and rip their head. You don't have to rip off the skin. Just pop the thing.
Jesus Christ.
Like you do a chicken. Just done. But after a while, you're going to be cut bleeding.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm killing this cat, there's six others scratching, biting my legs.
Biting, tearing.
I'm grabbing this one. They're freaking. All they got to do is catch one vein or.
And then you're gushing.
Or enough cuts and you bleed enough that you start to get weak. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
So somebody who fucks with AI, make a video, send it to us.
Yeah, ask ChatGPT how many cats would it take to kill on average, man.
Let's see what she said.
How do we get here? Too many cats in Puerto Rico. I told you they're dangerous.
How many cats would it take to kill a human male?
ChatGPT is like, what a freaking question. What a weird question.
One rabid cat can kill a man with an infection.
Oh, but it's rabid, yeah.
For a lethal attack by non-rabid cats, estimates around 20 to 100, assuming they are hostile and attack simultaneously.
What a freaking great question to ask ChatGPT.
Wow.
I wish the ChatGPT is like, wow, okay, let me research
it. Like, wow, it got me thinking.
20 to 100, so 50.
Depending if they all go in. So it could be 20. I guess they're rating that on like the smallest human, you know, range of like.
But I'm saying, you grab a cat, you grab it by the back.
I know that in that scenario, the 20 got me.
Because you've been like this. Grab another one. After a while, you're going to be so tired.
Yo, bro, you're fucking insane.
And at the same time, they're scratching. The other one's biting. Just keep one by one. You don't have to kill them. You just got to be like on the floor.
And stomp them.
What is it called when they're freaking paralyzed? Paralyzed. Next. How many of them can you pop? And after a while, you get so good at it, you just keep going. But they're scratching so much. There's no way, bro. I'm just trying to be logical here. All right?
Yo, how many cats can you survive? That's the question. How many
cats can you take out?
How many cats can you take with you before you're done? That's wild. All right. Well, we're going to leave it there with the cat question.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Started with Bad Bunny, and now we got a cat infestation.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yo, check us out. You know what to do. Peace.
Peace.